Okay, so thank you for being flexible with your schedules today. The learning today is always Shabbos Chussi, wrong person. Chaim Elazar ben Shemsharia, and it should also be Yeshkus for an Ilan Neshama for Rabbi Yaakov Yitzchak Chaim Menachem ben Tzion. Should be Yeshkus for Fushlema of Chaim Doi ben Menorach Chanolei b'Shen Rachel Abadati ben Peru, and Yeshkus for all those in Eretz Yisrael. So continuing in Shaar Chzarias in Archos Sadikim, so we talked last time about even a behemah. A person has to be careful with Achzarius. And then we said that Chazal tell us that Tzar Balei Chaim is potentially even a Deoraisa. So he says like this, oh, we did that also. Basically, that was the last thing we did. We said that if you're someone who is in a prestigious position where people respect you, you have to be very careful not to create a perceived pressure on someone else to help you. Or to go out, he says, to get even to get him a drink of water. Or to run an errand for you. You're not allowed to work them excessively, which means even this is not excessive, right? This is run to Gershon and get me a bottle, a container of milk. But yet, that because it's perceived and it's a pressure that the person doesn't necessarily want to do, that's considered befarech. Ubazehu is harnu shelo yavod adam achaver avodah kasha. We're warned not to cause someone to work a harsh work. V'lo yitzav alav eladav shoyis v'ritzonu midaitai. Not to command someone to do anything unless they want to. V'avdoya kanani. And the servant, the kanani, mutalavod by befarech. Him you are allowed to impose excessive work, afalpi kain, but nevertheless, even though it's mutter, midas achasidus he liyos rachman. You should still be a rachman v'lo yachber olalav leivazeu. Don't put an oppressive burden on him. Don't embarrass him. Leibiyad, not with your hand. V'lo bedvarim, not with your words. La'avoid the misari akasov. The Torah gave him over to you to work, but v'lo leboishes, not to embarrass him. Vidaber imoy benachas, you should speak with him softly, af b'shas meriva, even at a time of a fight. V'yishma b'tanoisav, and you should listen to his claims. Meaning, if he has an issue, you should allow him to present it. V'chein amar iyoiv im emas mishpat avdi v'amasi, if I reject the judgment of my servant and my male servant and my female servant, b'riva mimadi, when they argue with me, what can I do? If Hashem will get up, and if he, I guess, recalls them, Ma what can I answer? That he says, and did he not create me in the womb? And both of us, meaning us and the Canaanite slave, were both made in the womb. So therefore, I have no right to sort of lord myself over such a person. Even though you own him and you have a right to make him work excessively. He says like this: Chachamim, the original Chachamim, the OGs, they used to give an Eved every dish that they ate. So not only did they give them proper food, but whatever the master ate, he gave the servant. Not only that, they fed the behemoths first, then they fed the animals, and only then did they eat themselves. Like the eyes of a servant towards his master, kenei shivcha yad gevirta, a maid servant towards her master, kenei neinu el Hashem elokeinu ad shechaneinu. We are also going to turn to you, Hashem, until you are gracious to us. A chassid went and would proceed before himself, give his eved from each dish before he ate. So this is an actual story from the Gemara in Ksubis, that there was a chassid who, because he practiced this behavior, was zoicher that Eliyahu would come and learn with him. Let's do a drop more. He says like this. He says, Torah amra ve'avta l'recha kamaycha. Torah says, love your friend like yourself. Chal sheyesh bo midas achzarius, rochak ma'id mizetz. Very far from this. Achzari ein ruach habriyos noicha imenu. People are not happy. People don't like him. Ve'in chinoi natoi be'enei ha'olam. And nobody looks at him with a good perception in their eyes. So nobody has a good feeling about this guy. If you ask, let's say, for a referral, nobody's going to want to do it. So even more practically speaking, forget about even for a forget about for a minute how the person feels, but your own obligation, right? Forget about the eved. You say, I don't care about the eved, right? I don't care about their feeling or the animal's feeling, but your own relationship with Hashem. You have a chiyuv of ahavta l'recha kamoicha. And if people don't like you and people want nothing to do with you, so that's certainly not a qiyum of ahavta l'recha kamoicha. All right, we'll stop here. Thank you, everyone, for joining.
Stay.